Hello there. Get ready to smile again with Radio's home folks, Vic and Sade. Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco. There's money in the air today, money to make even your wildest dreams come true. Yes, because there's thousands of dollars we're just waiting to give away in Crisco's Double Cash Contest. Top prize is $5,000 cash. And listen, you can double it. You can double it to $10,000. Why, that's a fortune that often takes a lifetime to save. And wait, that's not all. There are 225 more prizes. 25 prizes of $100 each and 200 prizes of $25 each. And every one can be doubled. Here's how. Just submit your entries on official contest blanks available only at your Crisco dealer. Or here's another way. Write each entry on a separate piece of paper and have your dealer sign it. Either way doubles any prize. Now to enter, you finish the sentence, I like Crisco for pies because, in 25 additional words or less. Something like this, perhaps. I like Crisco for pies because it not only produces delicious pies, but also helps to avoid disappointing results and expensive failures.
And friends, Crisco is offering $25,000 in prizes just so you'll discover their amazing new pastry method. This is the first time we're offering the surefire way of making your pastry flaky and tender. With this new Crisco method, even a beginner can be sure of pastry that's flaky and tender and delicious to the last crumb.
That's the truth, folks. And the only place you can get this sensational new Crisco pastry method is right on the official contest blanks at your store. So get yours today, sure. If your dealer doesn't have blanks, he will shortly. And you've got two good reasons for making sure he puts one aside for you. One, it doubles any prize you win. Two, it gives you Crisco's amazing new pastry method that's surefire for flaky, tender pie crusts.
And just wait till your family samples those Crisco pies. Why, seeing them pass up their plates for more will probably give you dozens of ideas for ending that easy contest sentence.
And send every one of those ideas in. Each additional entry means another opportunity of winning $10,000 cash. Remember, to enter, just finish the sentence, I like Crisco for pies because, in 25 additional words or less. With each entry, mail your name, address, and a Crisco label, any size or facsimile. Address Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio. This contest is open to residents of the United States and Canada. Entries judged solely on originality, suitability, and aptness of thought. Duplicate prizes awarded in case of ties. Decision of the judges is final.
You'll find complete rules and instructions on the contest blanks at your store. You'll double any prize you win by submitting your entries on these blanks, or by writing each entry on a separate piece of paper and getting your Crisco dealer to sign it.
So get busy, win, and double your winnings in Crisco's Double Cash Contest. Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Rushbrook all by himself. The young man is at the telephone, chatting with his close friend, Bluetooth Johnson. Listen.
Gee, Bluetooth, I'd like to, but I guess I hadn't better. No, I got a whole slew of algebra problems to work. Yeah. They don't look like they're going to be very hard, but there's 8 or 9 of them. Uh-huh. Well, I was going to the YMCA. Oh? How about Vernon Pagels? Uh-huh. Well, he's in the same algebra class I am, so most likely he's homeworking problems, too. Yeah.
In the living room, Sadie?
Just a second, Bluetooth. Hi.
Hello, Rush.
Come on in.
Bye.
Uncle Fletcher, Bluetooth. Yeah. Well, have a good time watching the fat men play handball, fella. Sorry I can't go along. You bet. Okay, see you tomorrow, Bluetooth. Bye.
Evening, Rush.
Evening, Uncle Fletcher.
Talking to somebody on the telephone, I expect.
Just finished.
Uh-huh. Your mother upstairs?
No, her and Gov went over to Mr. and Miss Dimbottom's to play cards.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Sit down.
Brave will. Over playing cards at 10 Stembottoms, huh? What did you know about that?
They only left about 10 minutes ago.
Fine. You're a good boy, Rush.
Thanks.
Busy doing something, are you?
Working algebra problem.
Oh?
It's a darn nuisance.
I'll help you.
No.
I'll help you, by George. It ain't against the rules to let a grown-up man give you a hand, is it?
No, but I wouldn't think of troubling
you. Just a second while I pull up a chair.
Okay.
What's the first example?
You mean what's the first problem?
About the farmer and the keg of nails, likely.
Farmer and the keg of nails?
Farmer had a keg of nails, and each nail weighed an ounce and a half, and a keg full of nails weighed 97 pounds. How many nails was in the keg? I worked out that example 40 times. Used to have the answer right in my head without doing any cipher. Got extra pencil?
Yeah, here you are. Uncle Fletcher, this isn't arithmetic, it's algebra.
Uh-huh. I'll have the answer for you in a half-wit trice. There's 16 ounces to a pound, see? And all you have to do is cipher out how many ounces in 97 pounds and then divide that by 1.5. Plunge into fractions, but that don't hurt. I better sharpen this pencil. That's a rule in anything you undertake to do, Rush. Provide yourself with good tools.
Uh-huh.
My Uncle Curtis told me that one time, and I've never forgot it. Want to accomplish something, he said, and accomplish it right, provide yourself with good tools.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't undertake to solve examples in arithmetic with an old dull lead pencil like this.
It's algebra, Uncle Fletcher, not arithmetic.
Oh.
It's like arithmetic, pretty much. You work with figures and all. Where the difference comes in, you have to...
Oh, fine. Your first example there don't deal with the fiber and these keg and nails, huh?
No.
Probably come along on the next page. I bet I ciphered out that example 40 times.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's the first problem.
Go ahead.
A bottle and a cork together cost 5 cents. If the price of the cork is 1/16, the
teacher
price of the...
won't flog you, or she letting the grown-up fella give you a hand?
No, I don't think so.
If she flogs you, put the blame on me.
Okay.
Vic and Sadie playing cards over at Ted's stepmother, so...
Yeah.
How is old Ted?
Name is Fred.
Yeah, enjoys cards.
Uh-huh. Should I read this first problem?
Yeah. Well, then, pencil sharpened. I'm ready for action.
Huh?
Fellow wants to accomplish a thing, he wants to provide himself with decent tools.
Yeah.
My Uncle Curtis told me that one time, and I've never forgot it. All right, shoot. What's the first example?
A bottle and a cork together cost 5 cents. If the price of the
cork... Hold on, I got this lead pencil too sharp.
Mm.
Notice a point on there?
Yeah.
Too doggone sharp. Break off the minute I start to write. I'll bevel her off.
Okay.
No, when I was a boy your size ciphering out arithmetic examples at home, I run the chance of teacher flogging me if I let grown-up people give me a hand.
Well, I guess I'm safe enough. Anyway, I really don't need any help. These problems ain't very hard.
Here we are.
Uh-huh.
All beveled off and ready to go.
Uh-huh.
There's 16 ounces in a pound, Rush. There's your starter. Now, how many pounds did the keg weigh?
It hasn't got anything to do with any keg, Uncle Fletcher.
No?
It's about a bottle and a cork.
Oh?
I'll read it to you.
Likely the example where the farmer's got a keg of nails comes on the next page.
Yeah.
All right. Read her out loud.
A bottle and a cork together cost 5 cents. If the price of the cork is 1/16, the price of the
bottle... Uh-huh. Here's how you go about working that out.
I haven't finished it yet.
Fine. First, I'll put it in easier language so you can understand it. You're a little boy, and you got yourself a bottle with a cork in it. Here's what you do. You say to yourself, this bottle and cork cost me 5 pennies. 5 pennies makes a nickel. Follow me, do you?
Yeah.
All right. They want to know how much money you spend when you buy just the cork, right?
Right.
Fine. Well, your farmer's got a bottle with a cork in it. That costs 5 cents.
Uncle Fletcher, this has got nothing to do with any farmer. It's not arithmetic, it's algebra.
Algebra, huh?
Yes.
Algebra's first cousin to arithmetic.
I expect it is, but the way you go about solving algebra problems is to let X equal the unknown quantity and form an equation.
I broke my half-wit lead pencil again. See?
Yeah.
Got to twist it around the palm of my hand like a lay of brains you busted off clean as a whistle. I'll sharpen her up and bevel her off.
Okay.
Nothing to cry about.
No.
I'll sharpen her up and bevel her off.
Uh-huh.
How'd them figures read again?
A bottle and a cork together cost 5 cents. If the price of the cork is 1/16 the price of the bottle, what does each object cost separately?
Fine.
It's an easy enough problem.
Oh, plunder, yes.
You let X represent the price of the bottle. You let 1/16 X represent the price of the cork.
I wouldn't.
Well, sure.
I wouldn't.
Well, I suppose there's other ways of doing it, but this is the way we got orders to do it.
Uh-uh.
Well, sure. You let X represent the price of the bottle. You let 1/16 X represent the price of the cork. Then you form your equation. You know that the bottle and the cork together cost a nickel, so you write down X plus 1/16 X equals 5 cents. Then you go ahead.
Oh, Rush.
Well, sure.
Look, hey, your farmer's got this cork.
Well, they don't even mention any farmer in the problem.
They mentioned farmer in my arithmetic book when I was a boy in school studying that example.
Did they?
Yes, sir. And here's how us lads went to work and ciphered it out. In the first place, any dimwit knows that if a bottle and a cork cost...
The telephone's ringing.
Yes.
I'll get it.
Go ahead. Wouldn't be anybody wanting me. Oh, there's one chance in 8 million. It's my last lady.
No.
Don't bank on that.
Oh? Oh, yes, Rooster. Rooster Davis.
Oh?
How are you, fella?
Rooster's a good boy.
That's good. Oh, fine as hell, thanks. Huh? Oh, yeah, Rooster, I understand they are. Both Leland Richards and Bluetooth Johnson called up and asked me to go. Yeah. No, I can't. Got a big algebra assignment for tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, too. Well, have a good time, fella. You bet. Okay, fella. So long.
What's eating old Rooster?
Nothing much.
He's holding ciphering arithmetic examples, too, likely.
No, he got his way downtown to watch the fat men play handball at the YMCA.
Fine. Rooster will make the grade. He'll get there. Good boy, Rooster.
Yeah.
Rooster reminds me a good deal of a lad I used to know there in Dixon. Sam Henfobble. They called him Cunningham for short.
Cunningham short for Sam?
Yes, Cunningham Henfobble. Married a woman 18 years old.
How old was he?
21. Oh. Cunningham Henfobble visited every state in the Union before he was 30.
Really?
Visited every state in the Union before he was 30.
Huh.
Took his wife with him, by George.
Huh.
They went to Kentucky and to Tennessee and New York and all them states.
Huh.
South Dakota.
Huh.
Missouri, California, Arkansas, Ohio,
uh-huh.
All them states.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina,
uh-huh.
North Carolina,
uh-huh.
Texas, Wyoming, New Hampshire,
uh-huh.
All them states. Minnesota.
Alabama, I expect.
Alabama, Vermont, Michigan.
Florida?
Sure, Florida.
Colorado?
Colorado, West Virginia, Maryland, Oklahoma.
Mississippi.
All them states. Massachusetts.
Delaware.
All them states.
Pennsylvania.
You bet, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Sam Henfobble. They called him Cunningham for short. Married a woman, 18 years old. Visited every state in the Union before he was 30.
Kansas?
Yes, Kansas, Nebraska, Maine, New Jersey.
Arizona?
All them states.
Well, hey, I better get at this algebra.
When Sam Henfobble was a boy, Rooster Davis' age, he looked enough like Rooster Davis to be his brother.
Huh.
That's the business, by George. Freshen me up on them figures again, Rush. Half-wit farmer had a cork, huh?
Yeah.
Read her off.
A bottle and a cork together cost 5 cents. If the price of the cork is 1/16 the price of the bottle, what does each object...
Hold on.
What's the matter?
I broke the half-wit point on my lame brain lead pencil again.
Did you?
See?
Uh-huh.
Can't get no place for the busted lead pencil, hey, Rush?
No.
Can't work no arithmetic examples that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sharpen her up and double her off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sharpen her up and double her off.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And may we leave Vic and Sade until the next time. Remember, you can double all 226 cash prizes in Crisco's Double Cash Contest. You can even double that $5,000 first prize to $10,000. See your Crisco dealer today for entry blanks to tell you how to enter and double any prize you win. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.